Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Is there a correlation between physical and mental health? Jim Pavarnik, professor of epidemiology and kinesiology at Michigan State University, details a study connecting gym memberships and GPAs.
It's no secret that regular physical activity has positive impacts on nearly every aspect of human health and performance. But what about its impact on academic success? Many studies have shown that college students involved in regular recreational sports activities can increase their academic performance. Yet the majority of these have only reflected this relationship during one moment in time, or else relied on data that students self-reported. We decided to expand this research in a different way by analyzing data comparing the GPAs of those students who purchased an on-campus fitness membership to those who didn't. In all, more than 1,100 students out of nearly 6,000 freshmen purchased memberships and were tracked over 2 years. After this time, we accessed campus records through a third party and not only determined students' GPAs, but accumulated credit hours and class standing. The findings were clear. Students with memberships had GPAs that were 0.13 points higher than those without. That number might not sound significant at first, but if you're an undergrad student looking to get into grad school, it can make a big difference in your educational career. Our findings didn't stop there. These same students also completed more total credit hours, were more likely to have achieved sophomore status after the first year, and were more likely to still be enrolled in a university after 2 years. Although we weren't able to control for variables such as socioeconomic status or how often they use their memberships, results of this study can still be considered important. Not only does the study show that universities can retain more students by providing good fitness options, but they can also retain those that have higher GPAs, which in the end is good for everyone.
That was Jim Pavarnik of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.